Just wished we could every Saturday not have this many and this much enthusiasm at our Grand Ole Opry on Saturday nights. You're a wonderful crowd. Thank you. Thank you. This is Saturday night, and it's our night to howl, and we're more than proud that Carlton Heaney invited me and the group to take part in his festival over here. Now, we are not exactly a bluegrass group. We don't claim to be, but we claim to play just plain country music, American music. It's all good music, and we just want to be part of it. So we hope that you'll enjoy our portion, and I know that you've enjoyed every one of the boys and girls that have appeared on the program out here. I promise you that I'm not going to stay on as long as Sally Gooden did. That's the longest number I ever heard in my life, outside of when I used to play for square dances, and we'd start about sundown and play to sunup. That's the way it goes. Well, anyway, it was a lot of fun, and there was a whole lot of them taking part in it. But here's a boy that he's appeared on the stage here before, but maybe with not just this introduction. I had the pleasure of putting this boy his first time on the Grand Ole Opry, making an introduction for him. And I was real proud because he was a North Carolina boy. He came from over in High Point. He's a good artist, a great artist in any field of music you want to put him in. He can fill the shoes of anybody with their fiddle, and I'm proud that he's on stage with me here tonight. Thank you, Joe Green, and we're going to turn Joe Green loose with the microphone here and his fiddle and let him entertain you with one of his favorite numbers. Joe, you make your own selection, whatever it be. This is Joe Green. Make him welcome, will you?
Thank you, Roy. I'll do Roy Acuff's favorite fiddle number, I guess. Katie Hill. I played it here 1 year before.